the rest of the story. Today we're going to talk about another food, and this is one you've eaten. It's an American dish, a combination of leftovers. Neither its date of origin nor its originator is known for certain. Some say it was invented by an Irish waiter in San Francisco. Others that it was created by a cook in a mining camp. Various sources credit as many restaurateurs and chefs in big cities and small towns coast to coast. The most reliable sources indicate that the dish was first concocted during the 1890s. In a moment, you're going to hear what the culinary scholars have to say on the subject. But again, this is an American food. This is one you have eaten. Regarding its creation, one scholar cites a mining camp cook. Supposedly, the cook was required to serve a late meal, which he prepared from leftovers. Leftovers are the key to this dish. For though locations and dates and individuals are disputed among the experts, it is generally agreed that this particular concoction was first comprised of culinary cast-offs. Another story involves an Irish waiter. He was working at a San Francisco restaurant. A large party had arrived at the restaurant as it was closing, and this waiter, not wishing to lose the latecomers, promised a specialty which was not on the menu. Of course, there was no specialty. So what the waiter did was to run out to the kitchen, scrape scraps off every unwashed plate he could find, and mix those and serve them. In 1942, yet another expert released these findings. The dish was born in Chicago during the 1890s. It was the product there of a chef privately employed by a wealthy Chicago importer. In a few days, the importer would be entertaining a foreign diplomat, so he, the importer, consulted the chef. It seems the visiting dignitary was also a gourmet, and so far had been unimpressed by the most sumptuous American banquets. A new cuisine must be created to please him. After careful consideration and much experimentation, the chef came up with a new dish of especially combined leftovers. Here we are, back again to leftovers. But what do you know? At the banquet, the diplomat was delighted. The dish caught on. Some subsequent scholars, while corroborating what you have just heard, insist that the banquet took place in New York, but that seems to be moot. August 29, 1896, was the probable date. But regardless of all these discrepancies, we've not been able to clear them all up. But regardless of all these differences of opinion among those who claim to know, all agree on one thing. The cuisine in question was created just prior to the 20th century, and it is a genuinely American invention. And, yes, originally it was comprised of leftovers. Now, what is this American food comprised of leftovers which grew up and grew popular here? So popular, the Chinese first heard of it from us, U.S. Chop suey. Now you know the rest of the story.